Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Regarding our beliefs. Beliefs regarding the angels and the jinn. Belief number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes. They are known as angels. We have not been informed whether they are masculine or feminine. They neither eat nor drink. They are free from urinating and defecating. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary to the command of Allah Ta'ala. They are constantly in the worship of Allah Ta'ala in different forms and never get tired of worship. They are innumerable. Only Allah Ta'ala knows the exact number. Amongst these, there are four that are very famous. Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. Munkar and Nakir question the dead in the grave. Kiram and Katibin are those angels who record the good and evil deeds of men. 19 angels have been deputed over Jahannam. Some angels are carrying the throne of Allah Ta'ala, some are in charge of looking after humans, and some are making tawaf. In brief, the angels are deputed with various duties which they readily fulfill. Belief number two, Allah Ta'ala has created a certain creation from fire. They too are concealed from our gazes. They are known as jinn. They are righteous as well as evildoers amongst them. They also have offspring. The most notorious amongst them is the evil Iblis, that is Shaitan. Beliefs regarding the divine scriptures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down many divine scriptures and booklets from Jannah, from the heavens, via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the messengers, so that they could convey to their people the divine commands. Four of these books are famous. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam. The Zabur was revealed to Dawud alayhi salam. The Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salam. And all of these scriptures were revealed for a certain time, specified time. And then the Quran was revealed to our messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah Ta'ala and that they were changed by people. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in their original form and not in the altered form that they are presently in. Belief number two, the Quran Kareem is the final scripture. It has cancelled and abrogated the other divine books. It was revealed over a period of 23 years. No new scripture will be revealed. It is the best of all heavenly scriptures and a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rulings of the Quran Kareem will remain till Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala has promised to preserve the Quran Kareem, which entails its words and meanings. No additions, subtractions or changes can appear in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us full yaqeen and conviction on the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 11th juz, the 11th para was recited. Before this, in the 10th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the hypocrites. Whenever we hear about the hypocrites, we must try to put it into ourselves, that do I have these qualities or not? Allah save and protect us. So Allah ta'ala said two qualities the hypocrites had. One is they did not want to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, they were not prepared to spend their money, love of money. So here in the beginning of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these people, the excuses they will make to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the main object is just to show the people that we would have gone out in the path of Allah, we would have sacrificed our life, but we had this came up and this came up. So they worried always about public opinion, what the people will say, littaraba anhum, we must be happy with them, people must be happy with them. But they did not look at what the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one evil quality which they had. And the second quality, so they will try to use their words. They've got no actions in their life, but their words are more than their actions. So they'll come and take a lot of oaths and promises to try to make Nabi alayhi salam happy or to make the people happy. And the second thing is that to spend in the path of Allah ta'ala is very difficult for them. Zakat is like a tax for them. And they're actually waiting for the Muslim people to pass away and difficulties must come upon them so that they will come out of this year. They don't have to pay their taxes. So this is the quality of the hypocrites. On the other hand, the people of Iman, those people, they love to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take it as a means of getting closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they are happy to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realize it's a means of purification for them, purifying their money, it purifies their heart. So happily they give out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only 2.5%, as Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when a person hears he has to spend 2.5% in the path of Allah, he gets so worried. As I said, easily you just spend, think how much is left behind. 97.5% is left behind. Allah has given me 97.5%, I only have to give 2.5% in the path of Allah. Then it becomes extremely easy now for a person to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is that the people of Iman are the people who they will follow the muhajirin and the ansar. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ The people who are the first people of Islam, those who made hijrat, they sacrificed their bodies, they sacrificed their lives, they left Makkah Mukarramah and they came to Medina Munawwara. And the Ansar who say sacrificed their money and their wealth, they spent so much on the muhajirin. And Allah Ta'ala says, whoever follows them thereafter, with sincerity, Allah will be happy with them and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality a person has to bring within himself, to sacrifice his body and to sacrifice his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever he mentions about the hypocrites, then Allah says, I accept tawbah. If you made mistakes, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and Allah is prepared to forgive you. Allah is the one who takes sadaqah and charity and Allah is the one who will accept your tawbah and Allah will shower his mercy upon you people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do whatever actions you want to. Remember Allah is watching your actions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also is seeing it and the believers are watching your actions. So it's not your words, but it's your actions. Allah wants to look at the actions of a person and not the words. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another quality of the hypocrites is they make institutions to cause harm to Islam and the Muslims. For example, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they created one masjid. And this object of this masjid was to cause harm to the Muslim people, to spread kufr and disbelief, to create disunity amongst the believers, and to get prepare people who will go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to create doubts in the hearts of people. So in today's time also you get many of these institutions which are created and they create more doubts and problems in the hearts of the Muslims. They create enmity amongst the Muslims, amongst themselves. So these are all the institutions of the hypocrites. And on the other hand is the institutions of the people of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the masjid which they are building based on taqwa and piety. And they want to spread purity, goodness, amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. The good qualities are spread from there. The people are prepared to sacrifice their lives and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ashtara min al mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al jannah. Allah has bought from the believers their lives and their wealth. And in place of this, Allah ta'ala will give something very, very inferior. What is the wealth of a person? The nafs, we know the nafs, ammaratum bisu, always calling a person towards evil. Allah said these weak things, these things of no real value. In place of that, Allah is prepared to give you jannah, which is da'ib, which has got no faults, which has got no weaknesses. Your nafs which is full of weaknesses and faults, and your money which is full of faults and weaknesses. But Allah is giving you jannat, which is completely without any aib, without any fault, which is completely pure. What are the qualities of those people? But they are the ones who are prepared to sacrifice their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They kill those who are stopping the spread of Islam, or they are killed. And they are these people who have qualities. At-ta'ibun. The first quality Allah mentions about the people of Iman, who are really believers, at-ta'ibun, they've got the quality of tawbah. Tawbah is a quality which we have to imbibe within ourselves, like how a person has got the quality of salat in his life. He understands, I have to fast in the month of Ramadan, I have to give zakat. So tawbah is a quality which we have to bring within ourselves. That every single human being is full of weaknesses. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ Every human being is full of weaknesses and faults. And the best of those who've got the faults and weaknesses are those who make a tawbah. Their tawwabun is mentioned, who makes tawbah in abundance. If a person just looks at himself, example, Allah forgive us, we read Fajr Salat now, but what concentration did I have in my Salat? How did I perform my Salah? What tilawat I'm making? I'm fasting in the month of Ramadan. Even our good actions are full of weaknesses. So, and how many gunas and sins, that's a different issue altogether. Even a little bit good we are doing, even that is full of weaknesses. And how much of our time is wasted in our life, and how many evil qualities we've got within ourselves, in our hearts. So all of this, a believer will be making tawbah, asking Allah for forgiveness. Allah says about the people of Iman, وَبِلَ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ At the time of Sari, after performing tahajjud for a long, long period, 6 hours, 5 hours in the night, they were making tahajjud namaz. And then they're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So the first quality is the quality of tawbah. The mashayikh also mentioned, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, writing in Riyadh al-Salihin, first chapter he brought was niyat, the intention a person has to go to Allah. In the second chapter he brings his tawbah. The first step on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the salikin, those who want to go to Allah, is that of quality of tawbah. And then Allah said they've got the quality of ibadat, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamidun, as-sa'ihun, they are fasting, or they are trying to be going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are engaged in ruku and sajda, commanding towards righteousness and preventing from evil. Wal-hafidhuna li-hududillah. One meaning is hafidhuna li-hududillah. All the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are they are particular, they fulfill all the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not only confined to certain aspects. Hazim Abraha al-Haqsab rahmatullah used to say, وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ is especially mentioned after أَمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ النَّهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Those who are calling towards righteousness and preventing from evil, they must be careful and stay within the bounds of Shariat. Because sometimes a person gets joshed, he gets excited, and now he exceeds the bounds in these matters. So even in أَمَرُ الْمَعْرُوفِ النَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, there are certain laws and bounds. A person must remain within these bounds of Shariat. Allah says when they've got these qualities, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give glad tidings now to the people of Iman, those who have got Iman within themselves, give them glad tidings. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that sometimes you get sincere believers and for some reason they could not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were excused because of some weakness within themselves and they make tawbah and they are humble and they feel bad about it. So Allah ta'ala will forgive such people, Allah will overlook those people because that is not intent. A person is doing it where there's a munafiqin and hypocrites purposely and they don't even show any remorse thereafter. But the people of Iman, if some mistake had happened in their life, immediately they make tawbah. And here a special reference is made to Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu and his two satis, his two friends, who didn't go for the battle of Tabuk, where it was compulsory for them to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wanted to differentiate in this battle the believers and the hypocrites. So now till Qiyamah it will become apparent exactly who is a believer, who is a hypocrite. So because they did not go out and they were sincere believers, so severe warning came upon them and they were boycotted for 50 days. And eventually Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah. And Allah mentioned the tawbah in the Quran Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala says in future, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O people of Iman, to build up your Iman, you must have the quality of taqwa. Have the taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will a person get this? كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. Those who have got the qualities within themselves. Who are صادقين. The whole of deen is in their lives. A person stay in their company and here is, it was actually referred to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Jamaat of Sadiqeen, of the truthful people, stay in their company, but till Qiyamah this will continue, because the command of Allah, ittaqullah, is till Qiyamah, so the command, wakunu ma'a Sadiqeen, will be Sadiqeen till the day of Qiyamah. We just have to look for the Sadiqeen, the true and the righteous pious people, and stay in their company, then a person will get the quality of taqwa within himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the third thing is that, a person must not stay behind from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever sacrifices he has to make, he must continue making, realizing that every footstep I am taking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be rewarded for it. Another reason Allah ta'ala mentions why believers can stay behind is to get acquire the knowledge of deen. The knowledge of deen is so important. Some people should stay back in Medina Munawwara with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and acquire the knowledge of deen so that when the other people come back, they can teach them. And then because deen is in the spread through jihad, Allah will open up doors, countries will become open. Now people will have to know the laws of deen, the laws of Islam. So it is the people, it is the responsibility of those ulama at that time to go now and teach the people the whole of deen. So this is a great responsibility. So acquiring the knowledge of deen also is extremely important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter in this surah mentioning that these people, they are against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They are not prepared to accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to them with so much of compassion, with so much of love. Any difficulty which the people were going through, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it has become difficult upon him. How much of feelings he had got. And by following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's only your own benefit. And you go against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's detrimental to yourself. You are destroying yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this reality also. In the ending of the surah, Allah mentions, if they turn away, O Nabi alayhi salam, they're not prepared to accept you, don't worry. You just say, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Comes in the hadith that a person recites this 7 times in the morning and evening, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from him, Allah will suffice him from all his ham, all worries and grief which a person has got, which normally will melt a person, burn a person inside, finish a person. Depression which people are suffering from, this is one of the cures of depression. Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times in the morning and evening. The next surah is Surah Yunus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that now the people had doubt in the surah about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this surah, Allah Ta'ala removes all the doubts, and Allah Ta'ala shows that the nabuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is 100% correct, and there is nothing wrong. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as the wahi and revelation came to him, he was giving exactly the same which had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did not have any right to change any of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these are the ayahs of the Qur'an al-Kareem, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth. When Allah created all of these bounties, Allah created the sun and Allah created the moon for your physical benefit. Allah created the days and the nights for the benefit of people. And many, many other bounties Allah created. So when Allah has created all of these physical bounties, Won't Allah Ta'ala create something for the ruh, for the soul of a person? And that is the wahi and revelation. Just like how the physical things Allah has given us, to a greater extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give us for our spiritual needs and our spiritual nourishment. And that is the Quran Sharif and the wahi and revelation which has come down. And unfortunately you will always get two groups. One group are the people who la yarjuna liqa'ana. They got no hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are happy with this worldly life. And actually they feel contented with this worldly life. And they are completely unmindful of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people, if the final abode will be Jahannam. That actually is the qualities of the people of kufr and disbelief. But as Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah writes, that many of these qualities are found unfortunately today in the people of Iman also. That they don't even think about akhirat, happy with this worldly life, contented all the time just in this worldly life. And the clear signs of Allah ta'ala, whether it is the signs outside or the signs of the Quran, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, completely unmindful, they don't even hear about it, don't even think about it. So Allah says their final abode is Jahannam because of the evil actions which they had earned. And on the other hand, the people of Iman, what is the, they don't only have Iman, but وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they do good actions. And finally they will be getting Jannah. So these people come now who do not accept the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, why don't you change the Quran? إِيْتِي بِقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ هَذَا, bring another Quran besides this, or بَدِّلْهُ, or change it. Change some ayat of the Quran is very difficult. Tell him, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is that possible for me to change anything from myself? I only follow. The Nabi of Allah is saying, إِنَّ تَبِعُوا إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, I only follow what wahi and revelation comes to me. What is the command of Allah? Even I myself cannot make any change. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to make any change, Allah gives a warning in the Quran Sharif that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you cannot make any change. Comes in a separate part of it. Allah Ta'ala warns Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you can't make any change also. So whatever wahi and revelation we have got, what is taught in our madaris, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which he got from Jibreel alayhi salam, which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there cannot be any change in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to accept it as it is. And inshallah, by means of this year, there will be success for a person in this worldly life and the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, that even clear signs of Allah ta'ala come to them, halat and conditions come in their life. They were supposed to have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. They are moving in the ocean, and now suddenly a severe wind comes. And the clouds, the waves are coming to a person from all sides, and they realize they'll be destroyed. At that time they make tawbah, they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them from the calamity and difficulty, then, and they say also, Allah will make shukr, will be a grateful servant to you. But when a person comes out of halat and conditions, he forgets. This happens to all of us also when we, sometimes conditions come in our life, we have accidents, some problems in our life, then we're there on tahajjud, we're there on tahajjud namaz, we're going to the buzruq, pious people. But as soon as the condition goes away from our life, we forgot, we go back to our old life again, a life of disobedience, life of sin. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Allah said, when you are committing these sins, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, the zulam and oppression which you are doing is only against yourself. You are causing harm to yourself. And the things of this worldly life, the benefit is only for a few days. Then you have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says the example of this worldly life is like water which has come down from the heavens. It mixes with the ground. And now you get all beautiful plantations. It looks so nice for a short while. Zayyinat is extremely beautiful, and the people thought, we will get so much of benefit from it, we can do this, we can do that. And suddenly the command of Allah Ta'ala comes, and either in the daytime or at night time, and suddenly the whole area is completely destroyed, like nothing remained yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that's the example of this worldly life. Everything looks so beautiful. I'm doing my business, I got so many properties, I got so many businesses, and I'm doing this, I can go to this country. And this person feels, well, if I'm not here, what's going to happen? Then nobody will run my family. Or if I'm not doing this work here, this work is going to come to an end. I'll give you a beautiful example. You see, before I used to go to Durban, they had the old roads. Some of the places you used to come, there used to be gates there. And you have to open a gate, and then a person goes through that gate. And if you go at night, you can't even go through because the gate is locked. And that person will be thinking that, you know, if I'm not here, all the traffic is going to stop. And now people won't be able to travel to Durban. What's going to happen if I'm not here? See, that person has come, he's gone. There is no need for that gate. Also, Allah made other highways and other roads. Now a person travels one way. So all the people thought that the world can't do without me. They're gone from this world. So Allah said, don't become deceived with this worldly life. You are here for a short while. And Allah is calling the people ila daris salam, the place of salamati and safety, which is Jannat. And the people who will do good actions, Allah has kept for them husna, the wonderful bounties of Jannah was ziyada, to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest bounty in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues mentioning all the clear signs of Allah's tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the groups of the people who are not prepared to accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in quite a bit of detail, Allah ta'ala mentions clear proofs of his example. They say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made up the Quran Sharif. So Allah ta'ala says, okay, bring one surah, just one surah only. First Allah gave a challenge, bring the whole, another Quran like this. Then Allah gave a challenge, okay, bring 10 surahs like this. Then Ya Allah brings a challenge, okay, bring only one surah like this. And call whoever you want to in the world. But they'll never be able to do so. Quran Kareem is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just one of the miracles. And then if a person ponders and looks around him, he will see all Allah ta'ala's clear signs. And Allah ta'ala mentions about the Quran Kareem, what a book it is. Ja'atkum mu'idhatum min rabbikum. It is nasihat and advices, and a speaking advice which has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for the sicknesses which are found in the hearts of human beings. It's a means of guidance and a means of rahmat and mercy for the believers. Tell them, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِي. With this great virtue, the fadl, the great of greatness, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. Ulama say, some of them say, fadl, it means the Islam. Allah gave us Islam. وَبِرَحْمَتِي. Allah made us amongst the Ahli Quran, the people of Quran Sharif. Allah gave us the Quran. So for this, a person must be happy. That Allah made you Muslims and Allah gave you Quran Sharif. And Allah made you, and even better, if Allah made you Ahli Quran. Ahli Quran means Allah made you Hafiz of the Quran, or Allah made you a person involved in the khidmat of the Quran. Allah said, for this you must be happy. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is far better than whatever all of the people are gathering in the world. All the wealth and all of these things have got no real value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah. How does a person become a wali of Allah? He has to have two qualities, iman and taqwa. الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. As the Rakim Sahib رحمه الله عليه سمي, Allah Ta'ala didn't say you read tahajjud namaz with a lot of nafal ibadat. Allah said taqwa, iman and taqwa. Taqwa means to do your faraz, your wajib, sunnat muakkada, and to stay away from gunas and sins. If a person does so much, as it says, even if he doesn't read tahajjud namaz, will definitely benefit a person, take him much more higher. But even if he doesn't do this, he does his faraz, wajib, sunnat muakkada, and stays away from sins, he'll be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There is no fear upon them, there is no grief. Some ulama say this has got to do with the year after. In the year after, they won't have any fear, and they won't have any grief of what they left behind in this world. And other ulama say, in this worldly life also, the wali of Allah, his heart becomes connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't have fear of the worldly things, any loss which will come to him in this worldly life. And anything which he has lost in this worldly life, it doesn't grieve him. Because he regards it as something so small, insignificant, it has got no value in the court of Allah. So even if he loses all the things, his possessions of this worldly life, it's like nothing for him, because his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, for such people, there will be bushra, glad tidings in this worldly life, and in the year after. And the glad tidings in this worldly life, generally ulama say, is dreams. Dreams of which a person himself sees, or other people see dreams regarding him. This is one key, form of glad tidings which Allah ta'ala grants to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, لا تبديل لكلمات الله. There is no change to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has mentioned, that you got iman and taqwa, and Allah will give you all of these bounties. Allah will never change his system. You fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring the quality of taqwa within your life. And in the last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three examples. Two examples of people who did not accept the Nabi of Allah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came and he called his people, and finally his people were destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came, and Firaun also, he was not prepared to accept. But the amazing thing of Firaun was at the last moment of his life, after now when he saw the angels coming down, at that time he said, oh Allah, I have accepted now. I want to make tawbah now. But then it's too late for a person. Before that, a person was supposed to have made tawbah. So then Allah gives the example of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to his people, and these people were in, Allah Ta'ala gave them the tawfiq and ability that they, before the time of death, they made tawbah and they repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh alayhi salam's people, there was no tawbah in them. Firaun, he tried to make tawbah, but he made tawbah after the time. It was still too late for him. And then you get the Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's people, when they saw the certain signs coming, before that they quickly made tawbah before the punishment started coming down. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of those people. So Allah is explaining to the people of Makkah Mukarramah and to people till Qiyamah that be like the people of Yunus alayhi salam. Before the time comes, make tawbah, turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will grant the person benefit in this worldly life and the year after. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his people, they went through difficulties. He told them that build buyutan, build your houses in your village. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Make your houses in the direction of Qibla and perform Salat. Salat will be the means of taking you out from your problems. Establish Salat. Wherever Salat is and the huge number of Muslims are performing Salat, Allah's help and assistance comes to the believers. Some ulama say, وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً means make your houses متقابلة, next to one another. Have an environment of Muslims. that they don't move out of the Muslim areas. Many people, unfortunately, nowadays they move out into the estates, and when a person goes to those areas, there's no masjid around there, there's no environment of Islam. Easily a person now becomes, he goes off the track. He starts getting lax in his salat. And maybe he himself, because he grew up in a good environment, he remains in Islam. But the next generation, their children, they don't see any maktab, they don't see any masjid. Eventually they leave, they become murtad, some of them, they leave the fold of Islam. Or the connection with Islam is very minimal. Yes, we met one person yesterday who was telling us in one of these estates, they went to meet the brother, he didn't even know it was the month of Ramadan. He grew up in our area, I'm telling him, in today's time with all the WhatsApps and all of those things, he didn't even know it's the month of Ramadan. And he's like a person who grew up in a maktab system or whatever, but just living in these environments, the person forgets completely. So one tafsir the ulama have given, waj'alu, make your houses always together, next to one another, in an Islamic environment, so your iman and Islam will remain protected and saved. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah says that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to just call the people towards iman and Islam. Whoever wants to accept hidayat, he's only benefiting himself, and the person who goes away, he's causing harm to himself. And I'm not the medar and responsible for this here. The message is given to you. Follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be successful in this life and the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.